Whatever the outcome, this presidential campaign will likely go down in the history books for the passion on both sides, the large crowds, and tough tactics. We wanted to reflect on some of the highlights of each side. In a moment, we'll speak with the Democratic strategist, but we turn first to Republican Frank Donatelli, a former political director for President Ronald Reagan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Obviously, we don't know at this point who's going to win, and views may change. But with the campaign basically over, can I ask you, if you think of looking back on this race 5 or 10 years from now, is there something you would identify as the decisive moment or a turning point for President Bush?
Well, actually, I think the decisive moment for President Bush occurred far before the campaign actually began, and that would be the terrible events of 9/11. The president built his entire administration around responding to those events. If you think about it, the Patriot Act, the Department of Homeland Security, the war in Afghanistan, and then finally into Iraq, all have been justified on the basis of fighting the global war against terror. So whether the president's reelected or not, I think he will be. I think the referendum will be in large part by how the public judges his war against terror.
In these last few days of the campaign, we've heard a lot about President Bush appealing to Democrats. Is that a sign of supreme confidence or desperation?
Well, look, when you're fighting for every single vote, I think an appeal to the other party and independents is very, very important. That being said, I do believe that this election will be determined primarily based on which party turns out its base supporters. If Republicans or Democrats turn out in excess of 2% beyond what the other party does, that will be a tremendous advantage to that candidate.
On Friday, a videotape from Osama bin Laden was released, first one in more than a year. As we speak, I don't think the president has mentioned this on the campaign trail. He gave a first reaction, but it's been absent from his stump speeches. Why is that?
I think because the tape speaks for itself and because the president, and I think both candidates don't want to politicize it. I think we're all united in our determination to fight terror and to get this particular individual. That being said, the mere existence of the tape does underline, I think, what I just said, which is that the main issue in this campaign is the war on terror, what the candidates would propose to do about it, and who could do the best job of keeping America safe. My view is that on that issue, President Bush wins by a large majority.
So do you think we're going to have a declared winner Wednesday morning?
I do think we will, yes. We should not. Every general wants to fight the last war, and of course the last war was 2000, and it was a very close election, historically close. I just don't think it's going to be that close. I mean, it's going to be very competitive right down to the end, but I do believe that in early Wednesday morning, sometime November 3rd, we know who the next president will be.
Does that mean the pollsters were all wrong?
No, because most of the pollsters, look, even if one candidate or the other wins by, say, one percentage point, that should be enough to guarantee that we will have a winner on Election Day.
Frank Donatelli is a Republican strategist. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
We turn now to Democrat Donna Brazil. She was campaign manager for the 2000 Gore-Lieberman campaign. Hi, Ms. Brazil.
Hello.
When we look back at this presidential race, say, 5 or 10 years from now, what do you think will stand out as either the turning point or a decisive moment for John Kerry?
I think the moment that voters will remember is the debates. John Kerry was behind in the polls in the beginning of the fall campaign, and he came back with three strong performances.
We've heard a lot of talk this weekend, though, about President Bush appealing to Democrats. That can't be good for Mr. Kerry, can it?
I don't think that the president has any standing with Democrats of any persuasion. He's tapped out. He doesn't have much room to grow on the Republican side. He has pretty much rallied his base. And now in order for him to attempt to get 49, 50, 51% of the vote, he must try to siphon votes from Democratic voters, trying to siphon votes from Hispanics, union household, African-Americans. I mean, he is on a hunt for votes right now.
Well, there have even been some polls suggesting a slight shift of black voters toward President Bush, quite a change there, and a lot of allegations of suppression of minority voters in Florida, Ohio, and other places. How important do you see the black vote in this race?
I think the African-American vote will be a decisive vote in helping John Kerry reach the 270 electoral vote. One of the reasons why the president has been polling well with blacks over the last couple of weeks is because of the so-called social issues. African-Americans tend to be very conservative on social issues, but I haven't stopped them in the past from giving their overwhelming support to Democratic candidates who are good on economic issues and good on foreign policy that they agree with. And I believe African-American voters will support John Kerry overwhelmingly.
2 days ago, the first videotape in a year from Osama bin Laden came out. How much impact do you expect that to have on John Kerry?
I think this will remind voters that the president made a huge mistake in taking his eye off the ball. You know, that may have been the October surprise for the Bush campaign, but the November surprise will be the strong turnout of young people next week.
You say the big surprise will be the young vote. Why a surprise?
Well, the reason why is because in the last presidential election, barely 20-25% of young people cast their ballots. You've had more efforts this year put into youth voter registration than ever before. And according to a study by Harvard's Institute of Politics, young people are prepared to go out and cast a decision in this election because they believe that the issues impact them, including issues like war and peace.
Do you think there's going to be a winner by Wednesday morning?
Well, I hope so. I mean, judging from some of the pre-election legal battles, it could go into overtime. But I'm hopeful and optimistic that the win by John Kerry will be so decisive that we won't have to rely on the courts this time to determine the outcome of this election.
Donna Brazile is a former campaign manager for the 2000 Gore-Lieberman campaign. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Join NPR's political editor Ken Rudin for a live web chat this Wednesday at noon Eastern on The Morning After. Submit a question for Ken now at npr.org.